Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Morini Mimorotzi, Lenishmas, Maris Esther Bas Reb Shmuel. In the Gemara in Gittin, on the Flamed Gimel, it says as follows, Tanu Rabbonon. Amar la Sarah, if the husband said to 10 men, Kisvu get liishti, write a get for my wife, in which case the law is that any one of them can write the get, and two can sign it. Any two can sign it. Yochel levatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. He may nullify the authorization of some of them, even not in the presence of the others. For example, if the husband wishes to strip two of the appointees of their authorization to effect the divorce of his wife, he need not do so before all 10 of them. Rather, he is permitted to do so in the sole presence of those two appointees. And this was never forbidden by Rabban Gamliel's decree. As the Gemara had taught earlier, that Rabban Gamliel made a decree that you are not allowed to be mevatel a get shelo b'fnei ha'isha v'ashliach. That was Rabban Gamliel's decree. However, what the Gemara is teaching over here is that if the husband said to 10 men that they should write a get for his wife, and any one of them can write the get, and any two can sign it, so essentially he's appointing all of them, he can still nullify the authorization of some of them, not in the presence of the others, as we explained. Rashi writes, Mutu levato v'loyma l'shnai mehem al tichtivu. So he can say to two of them, don't write the get, and he doesn't have to do it in front of all 10 of them. So Yochel Avatel Zeh Shelo B'fnei Zeh, that's Rabbi. Shem Gamliel Lomer Yochel Avatel Zeh Shelo B'fnei Zeh. Shem Gamliel says he can't. According to Shimon Gamliel, this was also covered by Rabban Gamliel's decree. And Shimon Gamliel rules in the previous brisa that a nullification which violates the decree is ineffective, so it's ineffective to nullify some of the appointees, not in the presence of all of them. So Rashi Eino Yachol, Sha'avzu Menatakanavim Batlo Eino Mavotol, Timken Makoch Bezin Yafeh. What's the power of the basin then? So it doesn't to say not to do it. So therefore, it doesn't help to be mevatel zeh shelo b'fnei zeh. So the Gemara analyzes this dispute. B'mai kamiflagi, what is the machlokis over here? And just the Gemara, b'eidah shabbatim says about the kluvi, argue regard to whether testimony that's invalidated in part becomes invalid in its entirety. Rebbe holds b'eidah shabbatim miktsasa lo bat lakula. Edus, that's batla miktsasa, that's partially invalidated, that's invalidated in part, does not become invalid in its entirety, i.e., the remaining appointees remain authorized. Edus, shebatla miktsasa, when you're mevatel some, lo batla kula, and it's not also, they're still authorized. V'yaz l'hanaf v'kas v'yavin, if the remaining appointees go write and deliver the get, by all means, let them write and deliver it. Thus, there's no reason to decree the husband shouldn't strip some of the appointees of their authorization in the absence of others. There's no damage done. By stripping some of the appointees of their authorization, the husband has effectively stripped all of them of their authorization. Bahanich lo yadi, and the remaining appointees who were not present when their colleagues were stripped of their rights might not know. And they're going to go and write and deliver the get and give it to the woman, and thereby permit a married woman to the world at large to marry another man. So that's the forbidden by Rabban Gamliel's decree. Rabban Gamliel's decree was not to be mevatel the get, because they're not going to know. They're going to think it's a good get. And then she's going to get married based on this get, and it wasn't really a good get. So Rabban Gamliel said, don't do that. So that's the Gemara in Maseches Gittin, and Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. So the question is, what is the connection between this machlokas, between Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as to whether Eidus Shabatla Muktzasa Batla Kula? What does that have to do? What is this machlokas, whether he can mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh? What does that have to do with the machlokas, with whether Eidus Shabatla Muktzasa Batla Kula? As the Gemara connected the two. The Gemara says, if you hold that Eidus Shabatla Muktzasa lo batla kula, that if you're mevatel part of the Eidus, you're not mevatel all of the Eidus, then you can be mevatel zeh shelo bifnei zeh, because no damage is done. But if you hold that Eidus Shabatla Muktzasa, Eid Shabbat L'Muktzasa Batla Kula, so once you're Mevatel part of the Eidus, it's all going to be Batla, and the other guys aren't going to know about it, and damage is going to be caused, because she's going to get remarried on the basis of this invalid get. But what's really the connection? We see in the Mishnah in Makkos, Al Pishnayim M'Shlosh Eidim Yakum Dover, that a matter is established by two or three Eidim. So it says there, Amashnayim Nitzachem Akar V'Pasla Eidusim B'Teila, So if one of them is karv or pasul, the edus is batel. If they're two, so two, three, so two, 100. So why is edus shabatla miktsasa batla kula? Why do we say that? Because we learn from a pasuk, avapi shnayim v'shlosh edim yakum davar. Just like by shnayim, if one of them is no good, then the whole thing is no good, so two by shlosha. One of them is karv or pasul, it's all off by two. So two, if one of them is karv or pasul, it's all off by three. So that's all by eidus shenimtz echad miyam karv or pasul. That since the pasul was made, he pasuls all the eidim. We learn from the pasuk al pishnayim or shlosha. But if he says to 10 people, "Already get for my wife," and he's mevatel two of them, even though originally all 10 were ruvi and lios eidim, like Rashi says, and dibra maschil amar la sara. Kisvu get lishti, the kamel on the commander called Kamadur Kulchem, Echad Kaiser Vishnaim Khoisman. And if he doesn't say Kulchem, all of you, then that means that even one can write and two can sign, and that's sufficient. In other words, Shnaim Yasar you aidim, but Nimsa should call Echad Roy Lios Aid. So it emerges then that each one of them is fitting to be a witness. So each of them is royally os eid. Nevertheless, we say that since befall only two people sign, so only these two people are eidim. And the other ones who didn't sign, they're not never eidim at all. And it's not shaykh to say eidu shabbat l'miktsa sabbat l'kul. Because these guys who were mizbatel, who were nullified, were never eidim to start with. When we say the Shabbat l'muktzasa bat l'kula, it means that when they're made, together, a puzzle, together with a non-puzzle, or non-psulim, so then the puzzle guy invalidates the entire testimony. But in our case, if he tells two guys that you guys aren't Aiden, so it's not pshat Eidu Shabbat l'muktzasa bat l'kula, it's a seeming misunderstanding of the whole concept. Eidus Shabbat L'Miktzasa Bat L'Kula means that if part of the Eidus was Pasul, was given by Pasul people, then the whole Eidus is Pasul. Pasul is all the Eidim. We learn from Al Pishnayim U'Shlosha. But if he says to 10 people, right, he get from our piece of Vatel to them, they were never Eidim to start with. This has nothing to do with the Machlekes of about the Eidus Shabbat L'Miktzasa Bat L'Kula. Our case. Eidus Shabbat L'Muktzasa Bat L'Kula means that some of them are apostle and they testify as they apostle everybody, but here we're not talking about such an instance. Here we're talking about a case where they never testified in the first place, so why can't you be Mevatel then? That kasha was asked by Moreno HaGoyin Rav Nosson Gishtetner Zeichet Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vracha. So we're going to go on his derech in the Chasam Sofer. In his Chedushim and our Sugi, he writes, and that it says, Eidus Shabbat L'Miktzasa Bat L'Kula, Lo B'dina Pligu, Ela B'Kavonis HaMevatel. They're not arguing about Din, whether Eidu Shebatla Mitzasa Batla Kula or not. But rather, what are they arguing about? They're arguing about the Kavana of the Mevatel. Rebbe holds, Ein Kavanaso Ela Al Oisim Shebitlo Bifnehem. Rebbe holds he's only passing them. He's only passing them, so no harm done. What harm is being done here? And the get is still going to be a good get. The other guys are giving the get. It's fine. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that he's passing everybody. That's what it means. So L'chayri is trying to be Miyashiv Arkasha. What does this have to do with Eidu Shabbatla Mitzvah Shabbatla Kula? So he's saying that he was actually Mevatel. What on our Kasha we said he's not Mevatel anybody. Meaning he's not they were never Eidim to start with. So the Chasam Sofer says that Rav Shimon Gamliel are arguing what his kavana is. Was his kavana to be mevatel everybody, or was his kavana to be mevatel those two? His kavana to be mevatel everybody, then it emerges that he can't give this get, and the other guys didn't know about it. Not everybody knew about it. Only the two who he was mevatel know about it, but everybody else doesn't. But again, Chasam Sofer didn't really solve our problem, because and I'll tell you why. Because again, Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula means that when they testify, is Gzeiras HaKosuv that Al Pi Shnayim or Shlosha Eidim Yakum Davar. There's a hekesh between Shnayim and Shlosha. Just like Shnayim, if one of them is batel, then all are batel. There, the whole Eidus is batel. So to Shlosha, one is batel, the whole Eidus is batel. But what's that? What's the shaychus between that and our case of him being mevatel the Eidim? That's not. You know, if you don't know what Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula is, it sounds like it's the same thing. But if you know what Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula, you know it's two completely different things. Eidus Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula means that when somebody who's disqualified testifies, the whole testimony is off. And here we're talking about a case where he was mevatel the Eidim. He was mevatel two Eidim of the ten potential Eidim. But they were never Eidim in the first place. So why should everybody become batel? It's completely different than, and even if you say that they're all batel, like the Chasam Sofer says that that's the opinion of Rav Shimon Gamliel, but that's still not the, that's not the concept of Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula. That his kavana when he was mevatel too is to be mevatel everybody. That's not what Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula means. It means, like we said, when they actually testify and one is pasul, he pasuls everybody. Hazeh koshi gadol, moray v'rabotai. As Nerali Yashev, that l'choyer, it's difficult to understand, but Mashamru, the Rebbe, Shem, Gamliel, or Arbi, Veid, Shabbat, L'mukzah, Shabbat, L'kul, and Rebbe holds, lo, bat, L'kul, the Kasha is, in Makkos, it says, al pishnayim, shay, shayadim, yakum, tavoi, v'pasak. That just like shnayim, karv, v'pasal, the whole thing is off, so to shlosha, karv, v'pasal, the whole thing is off. I'm Rebbe Yossi, v'med, v'orim, amurim, b'dinei nefashis. It says, v'tzilu, eido, v'mahadir, aschus, v'lip for aschus. But in dinei mominis, to skaima edus b'shar. When it comes to dinei mominus, let the edus be miskayim with the other chevra. And we don't say edus shabbat l'mitzvah shabbat l'kula. Rebbe Omer. Rebbe Omer. Now we're in Rebbe. Okay? Echad dinei mominus ve'echad dinei nefashis. No, we say edus shabbat l'mitzvah shabbat l'kula sayin dinei mominus and sayin dinei nefashis. It's the same thing. So the Hedya Rebbe holds Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Batla Kula. So how do we say here in our Gemara that Rebbe holds Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Lo Batla Kula? Big problem. It's against an open Mishnah. As Nirah Shemash Amru Kan SheRebbe Rebbe Shimon Gamliel are arguing about Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah and Batla Kula, and Rebbe holds Lo Batla Kula. Ain a Kavone. Ahad the pligu ba'alma. They're not talking about the regular machlokes. And nimsi echad me'am karv apostle. There, Rebbe Taka holds Eidu Shebatla Mitzvah Shebatla Kula. But rather, it's talking about our case, where he says to 10 people, Kisvu get lishti. And in that case, one guy writes and two guys can sign. And it emerges that these 10 guys can all be Edom. It emerges that all 10 guys can be Edom. And now when he's mevatel two of them, so he's mevatel some. So there's a machlek, it's Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, this is kavanah to be mevatel all them. Rabbi holds, it's not what he means. And therefore there's no problem with the takanas Rabbi Gamliel, there's no tikkun olam, like Rashi says, no harm done. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, no. His kavanah is to be mevatel everybody, and then harm done, because now the get is batel, and it's going to be given anyway, because the people don't know that it was misbatel. That their edus was misbatel. Like the Chasim Sofer's vort. Zeinachinami, it has no shaykhis to edus shabbat le mektos shabbat le kula. In Mesechdis. In Mesechis Makis. It's a completely different concept of edus shabbat le mektos shabbat le kula. And therefore it's not a steer in Rebbe anymore, because Rebbe is talking about two different things. There, Rabbi held Eid Shabbat L'Maktos Shabbat L'Kula V'Nitzayach and Makarv Apostle. And here, Kavanah was only to be Mevatel two of them, and not all of them, so you say Shabbat L'Maktos Shabbat L'Kula. And the Pnei Yoshua, Taka says this vort. Pnei Yoshua says that our case has no shaykhis to the normal case of Eid Shabbat L'Maktos Shabbat L'Kula. And it means a riot, because we pass in Eidu Shabbat L'Mikzah Shabbat L'Kula, and here we pass in that Lach is like Rabbi Delobat L'Kula. So it's very nice, but it's a Chiddush that he wasn't Meir, that's steering Rabbi himself. And therefore you have to say that they're two different concepts. So Taka the Meiri writes, Vanu Koran B'Kan Shabbat L'Mibinyan Adagush V'loim Rav Pisha Rabbi Sover V'am V'Eidu Shabbat L'Mikzah Samachas P'sol. How do we say that Rebbe holds that Eid Shabbat L'Maktosa Lo Bat L'Kula? Rebbe himself holds in Makkos Eid Shabbat L'Maktosa Bat L'Kula. V'ya'er L'Kushiyah Zot. V'ma Onei HaMi'iri, Ech HaMi'iri Mitmodeg Im HaKushiyah. He answers that where Eid Echad is Pasul, Machmaskur V'Be'etzem, Rebbe holds Bat L'Kula. But here, we're talking about the husband being mevatel, one of the shlichim. He's mevatel the edus. Nobody's pasul here. But the husband is mevatel the edus of one of them. And does he mean to be mevatel all of them? And the answer is he doesn't mean to be mevatel all of them. Lo bat l'kula, and therefore it's beseder gomer. And that's what we explained based on the Chasim Sofer. So Baruch Hashem, turns out the Chasim Sofer is like the Meiri. And Meiri is a very beautiful parish. Moreover, I voice that, what can I tell you? Ish od harbe, harbe, harbe malamot. As ani mevakesh, mikvod ahuva yididai morav rabotai, lishe'er imanu, ve'ezrat Hashem, anachnu nera od neflaot, ezrat Hashem, nekabe besugia zot, nesechet kitin bichla. Toda rabba, rabba, she'ezantem. Shalom, shalom.